From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russian officials said Monday terrorism is not among the likely causes of the crash of a Russian military passenger plane that apparently killed all 92 on board, including several members of the popular Alexandrov Ensemble, also known as the Red Army Choir. Earlier Monday, Russia's transport minister said Sunday's crash was likely caused by pilot error or a technical issue. The plane was en route from Sochi, Russia, to Syria when it plunged into the Black Sea early Sunday. As rescuers tried to recover the victims and wreckage, Russia is observing a national day of mourning today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned U.S. Ambassador Daniel Shapiro to talk about the U.S. abstention that allowed the passage of the U.N. Security Council resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement activity.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements, but we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue. We knew that going there would make negotiations harder and drive peace further away.
The U.S. normally vetoes such resolutions. Mr. Netanyahu told his cabinet he has no doubt the Obama administration initiated the resolution, stood behind it, coordinated the wording, and demanded its passage. The UN resolution comes ahead of a planned Mideast conference in Paris on January the 15th, where an international framework for peace between Israel and the Palestinians could be discussed at that time. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo